That's Breathe and Hands to Heaven in 98.3 The Coast, the best mix. It is time for Coffee Talk for Thursday here on the Best Mix in the Morning Show, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it. Today is Thursday, June 3rd. It is Repeat Day, Egg Day, and World Bicycle Day. Well, this is bad. A new survey found that 1 in 2 people in relationships say their current partner is the worst sex they've ever had. That's right. Half the people surveyed said the person they are with is lousy in bed. Sounds like the next step here is for these people to communicate a bit better. The same survey asked respondents if they'd ever injured themselves during the act. 57% of those who had injured themselves while doing it said it happened while trying to do it in the shower. Guys, do you think you know what women want? A new study of more than 60,000 women from all over the world found that there is one thing that women overwhelmingly want in a partner. And here's a hint. It's not six-pack abs or even a seven-figure salary. 90% of the women surveyed said that kindness is the most attractive trait in a significant other. The CDC says that if you're vaccinated, you're basically okay to go about normal life without worrying about masks and social distancing and avoiding crowds. But not everyone is ready just yet. Some folks are still really worried about getting COVID, even though the odds are very, very low for vaccinated people. Experts say that's natural, especially for people who generally have a low tolerance toward risk. They also note that all the media coverage and fear-based messaging of the past year has left people feeling a bit anxious. If you're one of those people, there are some ways that you can cope. Seek out positive messages like how infection rates are plummeting. Take things slow. Re-enter normal life a little bit at a time. Keep wearing a mask and using hand sanitizer if it helps you feel more comfortable. Find someone you trust to talk to with your feelings about, maybe even a professional. Limit your exposure to media and social media that will trigger feelings of anxiety. The important thing to remember is that feeling this way doesn't mean you're weak or that there's anything wrong with you. That's Coffee Talk for today, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.